Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
I spoke to your dead grandma. She said she's proud of you for never masturbating. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Okay, thank you for that catchphrase, Professor Forthkin. Professor Forthkin, a.k.a. at Thor There Are, something like that. And welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition. We are very deep into January 2022. We have an exciting show for you today. My name is Scott Aukerman, and we have such a good show for you today. I think you're really going to love this. You're going to want to listen to it at half speed to really make it last, twice as long. This is an incredible episode. Coming up a little later, we have a man of the cloth. We have a man of the cloth coming a little later. Boy, that's exciting. I love to talk about the big issues and, you know, is there a God? Is there not a God? That's about all the big issues I can think of. We also have a hip-hop superstar coming up, and that is exciting. That'll be a little bit later on the show, but first let's get to our first guest. She's been on the show before. This is, of course, in 2020 it was the show where we talked to interesting people, and then in 2021 it was Humanity's podcast, and I believe the Animal Kingdom became a part of that as well, as the Humanity and the Animal Kingdom's podcast. I'm not sure what it is in 2022, but, you know, last week we had a robot on, and this week we have someone who works at a gym. So, you know, I don't know. We used to have big guests. I remember Paul Rudd came on in the first couple years. We had Conan O'Brien a few years back. Now we have someone who works at a gym, and we had a robot last week. All right. Well, anyway, let's get to her. She's been on the show several times before. She works at a gym. I think I mentioned that. Please welcome Becky.
Hi, Scott. Thanks so much for having me.
Hi, Becky.
Hi.
Is your name Becky, I'm realizing, but you pronounce it Bicky?
It's Bicky. So it's actually spelled B-I.
Oh, yeah, Bicky.
Bicky from the gym.
I think the wiki is wrong, and that's spelled W-I-K-I.
Nice.
It's Bicky. Bicky. I'm sorry. I've been pronouncing
it
wrong.
Bicky.
I was saying Becky.
Bicky.
Becky. You can't even say Becky.
Bicky.
Bicky.
Oh, I think I'm saying it. Bicky.
Yeah, you sort of are. Yeah. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. You haven't been on in probably a year and
Been a long time for me.
Well, gyms all closed down when this pandemic started, so I can only imagine you've been out of work this entire time.
Sorry, Scott, that actually, it was like a whirlwind for me.
In what way?
Completely uprooted my life. My life is totally different now.
You're saying whirlwinds uproot lives, much like they do trees and houses.
Absolutely.
Right.
So for me, obviously, you know, I was working at Total Fitness. I was wiping down the machines.
Was it Total Fitness or 24-hour fitness?
24-hour. Total Fitness.
That's the same company.
So the companies combined over the pandemic.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they were like, why not work together?
I mean, if you have fitness for 24 hours, that's the total amount of fitness you can get. So,
exactly.
I mean, why shouldn't these companies combine?
They were like, we don't want it to just be Total, and we don't want it to just be 24 hour. We want it to be totally 24 hour.
Oh, is it called totally 24 hour fitness?
That's what it's called now.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, I was working with my boss, Sheenan. She's a total bitch.
Right, right. Yes, we've talked about her before. If you haven't heard Bicky's last few appearances, you sort of feud with Shannon at the gym.
Shannon's always like, you're not wiping down the machines correctly.
What is the correct way to wipe down a machine? I feel like
clockwise.
Oh. So if you do it counterclockwise, dirt still stays on?
Yeah, there's actually, you put more dirt on the machine.
No!
It's filthy. It's fucking disgusting, Scott.
Oh, no. So you were wiping, basically, Shannon, I don't want to call her what you called her.
She's a bitch.
And by the way, are you saying betch? It's just the way
I am saying bitch.
Oh, okay. That's a totally different
beach.
Word. So she and you have been feuding.
Yeah.
And what's been going, so then did the, everything shut down?
Yeah, okay, so basically what happened was one day I'm in the snake room, you know, where
what?
The snake room.
What?
The snack room.
The snack room. I thought you were trying to say Omicron, but.
I was in the snack room and just having some of my Funyuns, and somebody comes in and they say, Omicron's coming.
Were they panicked like one of those whirlwinds you were talking about
yeah,
was coming?
Yeah, they came like, in like a whirlwind, spinning. Omicron's coming, everybody.
I guess I was trying to say, were they as afraid of Omicron as one would be of a whirlwind? Not that they were spinning themselves. But strangely enough, I hit on exactly what happened. They
That's
were spinning
exactly
around in a
what
circle?
Happened. Yeah. And I said, oh my gosh, I got to get out of here. And I start spinning, you know, and I spin my way out of there.
Is that what everyone does in this gym? They traverse from room to room in this gym by spinning?
It's a great workout.
I guess so. I mean, spinning classes, they taught you everything
That's
you need to know
That's what a
spinning
class is.
Right. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so maybe you should go and take a class sometime.
Hmm.
So,
why did you look down at my body when you said that?
So then I go outside that day and I'm kind of like, what the fuck am I going to do? You know, the gym is closed. My whole life is uprooted.
Yeah, because you were
it's
living.
It's where I lived.
Yeah, you were living there.
I used to sleep in the snake room.
Right, the snake room, the snack room. Yes,
yes.
Used to sleep there. And did you also have another job?
Online?
No, that's someone else I would know who works at Ed DeBevick's.
Maybe I worked there. Did I?
I don't know. Maybe someone worked at the Ed DeBevick's because
I would go to the Ed DeBevick's next door.
Right.
And I kind of was having like a little flirty thing with some of the waitresses there, maybe.
Right, right.
But yeah. I used to go for my pity melt every day to the Ed DeBevick's.
Right, your pity melt.
So, but Ed DeBevick's had closed down that day too.
Right, everything's closed down. Restaurants, gyms.
So I'm like, what the heck am I going to do?
Even restaurants and gyms.
And this guy comes up to me, totally random.
You're outside at this point? You're not in the snack room?
I'm inside.
He
says, I'm an agent.
Whoa.
/ manager.
And I don't think you can be both, but okay.
I'm an agent / manager. And you are one of the most beautiful people I've ever seen in my life.
So he was saying man or woman or other, just beautiful.
Just stunning.
Wow.
And I said, oh my gosh, I had no idea. I had absolutely no idea.
Wow.
And
you had no idea that you were so attractive to this guy.
Like I knew.
I mean, you never met him. How would you know that you're attractive to this guy?
Well, but I'm attractive on a universal level, Scott.
It's not just to this guy. I see. You think that everyone finds you attractive, not just this guy.
I don't think, Scott. I am universally an absolutely good-looking person.
Oh, okay.
So I just didn't know it because I'm humble.
Yeah, I didn't know either, I guess, because I'd looked at you.
Well, excuse me?
I mean, I you're fine.
Okay, so anyway, he says to me, I'm about to make your life totally different. I said, thank God.
Can I go
God.
Back to this? Because I'm just surprised because basically when guests come in, and this is something I've never admitted on the show, but I sort of mentally put them into like
categories.
A category.
Sure.
Uggo or not Uggo. And you've always been in the Uggo category to be. So it's like, I'm just surprised that you are.
Or maybe you need glasses.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Maybe you
beer
need
glasses?
Goggles.
Beer goggles?
No, because your vision is all cloudy and messed up.
Oh, okay. I beg your pardon. I don't, again. That, the only reason I say this is not to insult you. It's just merely because I'm surprised because of the category I'd put you in.
Actually, you're not insulting me at all. What it actually opens up for me is sort of there's something wrong with you.
Oh, so okay. That could be.
Because what this agent has done for my agent / manager is that he basically said, let's make you famous. And I said, oh, my God, okay, I guess. Okay, fine.
Famous for what? As a beautiful person?
As an actor / model. So basically, yes, as a beautiful person.
Oh.
And he says, let's change your name.
Oh.
For stage name. Because Becky, you know, it's kind of unusual.
Yeah, well, there's also that song about Becky with the good hair and all that kind of stuff. You don't want those.
Bicky.
Kind
of... I'm talking about
me. Oh, you're Bicky. Yeah, exactly.
But even still, it's sort of an unusual name.
Right.
So I said, okay, fine. What should I go by? He goes, Lily Sullivan.
Oh, so he's asking you to change your name to this random kind of... What's the genealogy of this name?
It's an Irish list name.
Irish, yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah. So I said, okay, let's change it. And turns out there happens to be another Lily Sullivan, but she's a comedian in Los Angeles. She's not at all famous at all.
No, yeah, no. In fact, I know who you're talking about because I've run into her a couple of times here in Los Angeles.
She's all about town and all that.
Well, I don't know that she's necessarily out in these streets as much as, you know, some, but I also categorize people in like famous or not famous. And she's been in the not famous column for a long time, as long as I've known her pretty much.
Oh, okay. Well, so anyway, we're not really talking about her though. We're talking about May Lily Sullivan.
Right.
So I am like...
So your name is Lily Sullivan now?
My stage name is Lily name. Sullivan. Everybody calls me Bicky, like behind my beak and all that.
Behind your back.
Well, in my beak, I'm still Bicky. But online... And in the movies, because I've already, just newsflash, I've been in a lot of movies already.
So in the last year and a half, you've been in movies?
I have been in movies with Daniel Radcliffe.
Really?
I've been in movies with Toni Collette.
Toni Collette?
I've been in movies
with... fellow Aussie. Oh, wait, no, you're not Australian.
No, I'm from Ohio.
Right, you traveled there for a month.
I lived abroad with a family.
Right, for a month.
For a month.
30 days, 31, or 28? Was it February?
It was 28. It was February.
Oh, okay.
So actually, but, you know, to the date of right, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Now, basically, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how many years ago? It obviously couldn't have been 2 or 6 or 10, because those would have been leap years. And that would have been 29 days.
It was 7.
7 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
So, anyway, I've also been in movies with the girl from Game of Thrones. I'm doing really good.
The girl from Game of Thrones. Wow.
Yes. Yeah,
the one who got sexually assaulted or the other one who got sexually assaulted?
Yeah, the one that got double sexually assaulted.
Oh, double. Oh, okay.
So then basically what has happened to me, though, Scott, is I realized I'm taking off. I am doing so successfully and I'm so young.
Yeah, how young are you?
I'm 27.
You're 27. So you lived in Australia in 2015 when you were 20.
Yes.
And you were born in 1995.
Yes.
These are all your facts?
Let me pull up my Wikipedia.
Be careful you don't look up the other Lily Sullivan's Wikipedia,
as far as I'm concerned,
it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah, as Adam Scott once said.
Just a couple of things to separate me from the Lily Sullivan. First of all, I have like 26,000 followers on Instagram already, Scott.
Oh, and you've been in 3 movies? That doesn't seem like a lot if you've been in 3 movies. I mean, I have like 100 and whatever, and I've been in only Austin Powers, Goldmember.
But this is me just starting out, Scott. Like, I'm actually just starting, so
right.
Think about it that way.
Okay. Have these movies come out?
These movies came out.
Daniel Radcliffe and all that?
Okay, so the movie with Daniel Radcliffe that I was in.
Yeah.
As far as I know,
by the way, he's filmdom's Harry Potter. That's how a lot of people know him. So if you're out there listening and you don't know who we're talking about, who is this Daniel Radcliffe? He's in films, he's the boy who lived.
I'm trying to look up my movies because there's so many at this point I'm kind of forgetting.
Okay.
But I was in, you know, Mental. Yeah, Mental.
That was with Toni Collette.
The ones with Toni Collette.
Oh, okay. And what is Mental about?
Let's take a look, because again, I'm so busy.
So you don't even remember what it was about.
It was all just a beak to beak. I was in these movies, so.
When you're in a movie, you're being cast because you're ostensibly beautiful? Is that what?
Exactly. So, right. Scott, again, I'm fucking gorgeous. Okay. I'm about, I say, 5'8". I'm 100.
5'8"?
5'8".
Oh, so you're 5'8".
I'm 5'8".
Oh, that's tall.
Yeah, that's tall. Lily Sullivan, the American comedian girl.
Right, from Chicago, was I?
She's like 5'2".
5'2", really?
It's sick. It's disgusting. I'm about 100.
I heard she, like, when she sits in a chair, she, like, pulls her little legs up and goes cross-legged on a chair. And I the weird thing that I heard about her is she asks permission if she can do it from the homeowner.
I actually don't think that's that weird, because I think with her, she was probably being polite. Didn't know if she could put her shoes on your couch.
Well, the shoe part of it, okay, so you're hitting on what her thing is, but the shoe part of it, I didn't realize was the real question. Can I put, it wasn't posed to me as, can I put my shoes on your chair? It was, can I cross my legs? Which is just a strange question to ask permission of.
Well, you know, women in this country and all across the world, actually, Scott, wake up.
Yeah. Even in Australia.
Even in Australia.
Oh, I thought Morpheus
was
here.
They have to deal with sexism. And so what happens is they start asking permission for everything.
Yeah.
And it's kind of ingrained in them. It's sort of fucked up. So for you, maybe you should think about that.
It's better to ask for forgiveness than it is for permission. I wish, I think in 2022, women all over the world, not just here.
I think men should ask for forgiveness.
Okay.
All right. I think men should ask for...
For what?
What did we do? Everything that you guys do.
Everything?
Yeah, the way you waltz around, the way you twirl.
Okay,
about
you saw
the
me.
Room.
You saw me setting up here. Okay, and I didn't realize you were watching me. First of all,
the way you're sitting in your little chair with your little croc boots.
Hey, they're a sponsor of my other show.
Must be nice.
Yeah. So you don't remember what any of these movies were about. You only remember the title of one.
But
I can tell you
the titles of the movies.
Okay.
But I don't want to get into like the plots or who was in it with me. Mental. Rake.
Rake?
What? Galore.
Galore. What are these movies about? Okay, Galore.
Camp.
Galoric Amp.
Camp.
Oh, Camp.
Sucker.
Sucker.
Jungle.
Jungle. Why are all these movies that have one word title?
Romper Stomper.
Romper Stomper, there's a two-word title.
Picnicked.
Picnic?
Picnic. Picnic at Hanging Rock.
You were in Picnic at Hanging Rock?
Yeah, you know
it?
Okay.
No, I have heard of that one, yeah.
I play Marinda.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you know who I am.
No, I didn't happen to see it, but I...
Dark
yeah.
Place.
Dark
Place. I play Silly.
Silly?
Silly.
Dark Place. Boy, that sounds like a good
bark
movie.
Skins. Bark.
Bark?
Yeah.
Skin.
Bark Skins.
Bark Skins? What could Bark Skins possibly be about?
I play Delphine in that.
Okay. So you've been in a lot of movies. I mean,
I
it sounds like
girl.
You're not even done with your list. I met a girl.
I play Lucy. And in 2022, this is the one that's coming out for me.
Oh, okay.
Evil Dead Rise.
Evil Dead Rise. So you're here to promote that.
Yes, exactly. I play Beth.
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 Okay. Well, that's what a career you have.
So,
is that part of the Evil Dead franchise or it's...
Yeah.
Okay.
So again, we gave me a middle name because I think it feels more realistic.
Realistic.
For my stage name.
Oh, okay. So what's your middle name in your...
Lily Jane Sullivan, but Jane is spelled with a Y.
Oh, okay. Lily Jane Sullivan. So you're Lily Jane Sullivan now.
Exactly. Not Becky.
Not Becky. Okay.
So I was born the 8th of September, 1994.
Oh, okay.
And I grew up... You know, we kind of create a little big story for me because, you know, the Ohio thing wasn't so cute.
Right.
So this is that I grew up in Queensland.
Oh, okay. So that's a fake story that basically.
The me and my manager.
Oh, okay.
My manager, Garth.
I'm realizing this is a real person, that you're a real person now.
Yeah, now you know.
Okay.
I am real.
Okay, because I just looked this up on Wikipedia. Yeah, you played Coral in Mental.
Yes.
Okay. And looking at you. Online, yeah, I mean...
I'm hot!
I'm very beautiful.
I'm fucking hot!
Weird that you look the way you look in person when your picture's online.
Makeup can do incredible things, but I'm also, like I said, Scott, there's something wrong with your eyes. We got to get them checked out.
Yeah. Okay, well, congratulations. What a career you have. I mean...
I know!
You're 27 years old, and you were the runner-up in the 2015 Heath Ledger Scholarship to attend Screenwise Film and Television School.
Exactly.
That's all made up.
No, that's...
Oh, wait, that part of it is
true?
That's
real. I just did a crash course. I did a weekend.
Oh, really? Oh, how many hours can you do on a weekend?
I did 27,000.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hey.
Minutes.
Minutes. Oh, got it. How, do you want to try? Can you show me some of your acting style? By the way,
oh,
if you hear that beeping, I'm getting a delivery here during in the middle of the show.
Oh, yeah, Instacart is getting here, huh, Scott?
Yeah, they're backing the truck up.
Wow, you got so much stuff.
I just basically was like, everything in the store. Just give me one of everything.
Wow.
You're like, even these peas? I'm like, one pea.
I have you tip them, Scott. Because I don't think very many men.
They're allowed to keep one thing out of everything that they picked out.
It's so
their choice,
generous.
By the way. Their choice.
Okay, so what do they usually take?
Usually they take a green bean.
Just one?
Yeah. Well, I only want one.
I don't know, Scott. I think they want to take more. But
yeah.
They must feel weird or something.
Well, I let them know you can take anything. It can be the biggest thing. It can be the most expensive thing. But, like, take one thing of anything that's in a store. Boy, that is really backing up
it's
here.
It's really loud. It's got such a big order. Wow, you really got a lot of stuff.
They have to back up so far because it's such a big order.
And they had to keep making up because they're where, you know, they get close to the house and they can just dump it all on your lawn.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, Lily Sullivan, Lily James Sullivan.
Yes.
It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you for having
me. Welcome back. And do you think you'll ever go back to the gym?
Well, it remains to be seen. At this point, my career is so successful.
Yeah.
I can imagine going back and wiping down the machine.
Do you really make a lot of money being a model / actress? You know what I mean? It seems like SAG minimum to work on a film is like, what, like $1,300 a day or something
well,
like that?
Well, I know I'm making more money than the other Lily Sullivan.
Yeah, probably. Wonderful. Well, it's great to have you. We need to get to our next guest, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. Well, he's been on the show before. Now, this is, okay, so, you know, maybe I should have started with this guy because, like, you know, usually on
the
show we start with the most famous person. And instead, on this show, we started with a person who works at a gym. But now you are famous.
I am famous, so you're welcome.
Good. Okay, so you'll be the first guest. That's good. It all
I
makes
am
sense.
The first guest. I've already been the first guest.
Oh, that's right. We already talked.
Are you going to edit it?
I'm not going to edit you out. I've just decided.
Oh, thank God.
All right,
okay.
Good. Well, he's a hip-hop superstar, or at least he was until he went into a coma back in, I believe, 1983 or 1984, somewhere around there. And he woke up out of the coma a couple years ago. Please welcome back to the show, MC Sugarbutt.
I said I eat your vegetables and drink your milk, wear your jeans and a shirt of silk.
Hey!
What's happening, Scotty D?
Hey!
Lay it on me.
Jeans and a shirt of silk. This sounds so comfy and nice.
The best of both worlds.
It's real comfy.
Because you got a shirt made of silk. So, and most people don't bother looking below the waist. You know what I mean?
No.
So you look fancy, but then you're so comfy below the waist.
You know what it is? It's a nice mix of like blue collar on the bottom, fancy little bitch up top.
Yeah. Blue collar on the bottom and a bitch up top. When I want ice cream, I hit the ice cream shop.
Well, this is a real glimpse into the creative process here.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
You gave her one of those prompts you were talking about.
Yeah, it's like, that yeah. was fantastic. Wow.
Oh, MC Sugarbutt, it's great to see you.
What's happening, Scotty D? Play it on me. Give me a high F-I-V-E.
I will. Here you go. There you go, my man. MC Sugarbutt, now you were in a coma.
That's right.
What? Back in the early 80s, is that right?
Let me tell you about me, Scotty D. I went into a coma in 1983.
And what put you into the coma? What, did something fall on your head? What happened?
A woman.
Oh, wait, a woman put you into that coma?
Yeah, she fell on me at a televangelist event.
Wow.
I don't know that we've ever talked about this before.
This is very much.
Oh, we have. Oh, okay.
I have to say, it's very much like a man to blame his coma on a woman.
Who else did I blame it on?
Well, did someone push her?
She just started bleeding the blood of Jesus.
Oh, so she was like speaking in tongues, just having a moment.
And fell backwards.
She
on
fell
me.
Backwards on you.
Knocked me out.
Should you have been prepared for that?
Probably.
I mean, when you go to one of those televangelist events, shouldn't you always be on the lookout, like, you know, someone watching your six for someone like, you know, speaking in tongues and falling on you?
Consider it a lesson learned, not a bridge burned.
Thank you. Yes.
Everyone's always whirlwinding around in there.
Sure. Yeah. So what? So you were in the coma for, God, I feel like the first time you were on the show was like 5 years or so ago.
Mm.
And so you missed basically all of hip hop. You were one of the forefathers of hip hop. You were out there in the early days.
I was.
Much like Cal Solomon.
I started it. I didn't finish it.
No, I mean, it's not over.
To finish it.
So you basically missed all of the updating of the styles of hip hop.
Yes, that's correct.
Wow.
Well, let me tell you about me, Scotty D. I got a new J-O-B. I don't have a husband, don't have a wife. I came here to sell you some Herbalife.
Oh, well, you're an Herbalife salesperson now.
That's right.
Wait, okay. I have a quick question.
Please.
Is your middle name like starts with a D or something?
It actually does, but I don't.
What is your middle name?
David, but I don't know why he calls me Scotty D.
Because your middle name is David, Scotty D.
But you didn't know that.
I-F-I-V-E.
All right, here we go.
Wow.
You keep touching me doing COV.
So you sell Herbalife now. Congratulations.
That's right. That's right. And I came to bring you in tonight.
Wow. Okay.
So what have you got? I noticed you brought some products here.
Yes.
What do you have?
This is a morning shake.
Okay.
Oh, morning shake.
Yeah.
So I wake up in the morning and I down it.
Yeah, you down this in the morning.
You know, that's interesting because usually I have an evening shake. When I go to the burger store for dinner, I always have my shake as my drink instead of a cola.
That's unhealthy.
Yeah,
unhealthy.
That is unhealthy.
But now you're saying I can have a morning shake with
morning
Herbalife.
Morning shake, afternoon shake, and an evening shake.
Wait, so I don't get to eat anything other than shakes?
That's all you do. That's all you do. And you lose a pound, maybe one or two.
I want to lose more than 1 or 2 pounds.
Honestly,
though.
I couldn't lose another pound. If I lost more pounds,
yeah.
Everyone would be like, what's going on? She looks too skinny.
Yeah, too tall, too skinny. Her feet are so long.
Too much like a model.
Who is this? Wait a minute. Did you play Coral and Mental?
I did. You saw it.
Were you in Rumpa Stomper?
I was in Rumpa Stomper.
Oh, my God. You got a celebrity here, Scott.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I was the celebrity guest leading off the show every week.
Those films was how I woke up out of my coma.
Oh, wait. So they played those films to you while you were in the coma?
Yep.
That made you want to wake up?
Wow.
Where am I?
It was probably my monologue that got you. My mental monologue.
Oh, yeah. Do it for me.
Yeah, let's hear it.
It's been too long, Jeffrey. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm losing my mind!
And that's when I woke up. Ah, where am I?
So is someone losing their mind?
Someone's losing their mind.
So that's the thing that triggered you out of your... If anyone had ever lost their mind in the room with you... That would have woken you up decades earlier.
Yeah, that's all they had to do.
Yeah, but instead they were coming into the hospital room probably being like, we don't want to wake him.
It seems to be like if you're going into someone's room where they're in a coma, you do want to wake them. I would be walking into these rooms like shouting and going, wake up, wake up, wake up, like throwing water in their face.
But instead, you know, at hospitals, that's what they do. They kind of whisper, hello, be careful. Don't wake him up.
So you... You sell this Herbalife, and what?
And then...
forgive me for the question, the phrasing of the question. I just... There's got to be more to this.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot more.
Okay.
There's an afternoon shake.
I know. We covered that.
Wait,
already.
What's in the shakes? I do want to know ingredients.
The ingredients?
I'd love to hear.
Okay.
Sure.
Vanilla.
Okay.
Chocolate, strawberry, cookies and cream make you scream.
Why, is this all these flavors in one shake?
Nope.
They're all separate.
All separate. All separate.
So cookies and cream are both separate flavors.
Ooh, I'd love to taste the cream one.
Yeah.
I'd love to taste the cookie one.
It's a cookie and a cream. And if you sell it, they'll be yours, if you know what I mean.
I don't.
Wait, so we have to sell it?
Yes.
Oh, I thought I was going to drink it.
Oh, you get to drink it, too. See, first, I sell one to you, and then you sell one, too.
Okay, so this is, this is a thing where you're trying to recruit people. This is like...
No, don't make it sound like that.
Okay, it's not a pyramid.
Don't make it sound like this, Scott. Don't you dare.
Just like
a
man. A man always trying to start a pyramid scheme. Am I right?
Always. These men talking about pyramids.
Hey, you know what? The pharaohs, who were all men, they created some of the best pyramid schemes.
Oh,
the
how
slaves
dare
did.
You. As if some of the, there weren't any
I mean,
women
but they were
involved.
The brains of the operation.
Oh, my God. I'm fucking sick over here.
I'm sick, too. I'm mental.
Starring
Coral.
So, how have sales been going? I mean,
did you see the car that I pulled up in today?
No.
You didn't hear all that beeping?
Oh, the way that was you?
Yeah.
I it was still going on when you came in here.
Yeah.
It was the longest car I've ever seen in my life.
Wait, that's a stretch. What is that?
A stretch 18-wheeler.
Whoa. Why do they have to stretch those?
You got the 18-wheeler in the back, and in the front is a stretch limo dragging it.
Wow, that is incredible. I mean,
in the front is a stretch limo dragging the big truck.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense because there was so much beeping.
So much beeping, but that's how long it is. Yeah, wow.
Long. It's a long daddy. And that's what I pulled up in here, all thanks to Herbalife.
Wow.
And that could be you and you and you and you.
So how many do you have to sell? Like, how many shakes do you have to sell to get that kind of car?
Well, let's see. I sell one to you. You sell two to her.
Okay.
She sells four to anybody else, and I get along hearse.
Okay. I think that didn't rhyme at all.
Wait, when you die, you mean?
When I die. But while I'm living, I get a stretch limo with an 18-wheeler on the back. Imagine you and Toni Collette and everybody from Game of Thrones sitting around drinking a cream shake or maybe even a cookie.
I'm also friends with Jerry from Succession.
Whoa. Yeah. Wait. Oh, Jerry, which one is that?
Jerry.
I don't know.
The older woman who sleeps with Ryman.
I just want to hear you say it. You think she's older?
Oh, you're sick, Scott. Oh, I see what you just did there.
Oh, so that's how you judge women on their age.
She's older than Shiv, for God's sakes. She's older than the other two siblings, Ryman and Randall.
Right,
Ryman.
It's weird that that's the first thing you would say to describe her. I would describe her as the vivacious, beautiful woman who's in charge of that company sometimes.
I know you're gaslighting me. I can see it.
Ryman. There's a man named Ryman on there. I be rhyming. When I read a book, I turn the page. Why did you describe that woman by her age?
Those weren't connected at all.
That's a good book reading process, though. Turn the pages.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're stuck on the first page the entire time. You just read it over and over and over.
Over and over and over again.
Not me. I have a Kindle.
I got 8 Kindles from selling Herbalife.
Really? You have a stretch Kindle, you were telling me.
I got a stretch Kindle. An 18-wheel Kindle.
So a stretch Kindle is just a very long Kindle that you could read
I guess like the entire book on.
I don't never have to flip a page. I just read the whole book.
Wow.
It just keeps going and going.
Wow.
Well, MC Sugarbutt, we need to take a break. Does that surprise you?
Oh, my God. A break.
Better do a rhyme for that.
Yeah,
huh?
You want me to send us to break?
Yeah, send us to break here because when we come back, we have a man of the cloth. But before we go to break, MC Sugarbutt here is going to send us to break with one of his MC Sugarbutt rhymes.
Well, I work at a factory that's not cheesecake. And right now, we got to take a break.
You don't work at a factory. You're just lying in your rhymes.
Wow.
That's what every rapper does.
Okay, I didn't realize that. Every rapper lies? Every single rapper?
All of them. Dirty Dog liars.
Okay. Even Wyclef?
Wyclef, too.
No.
He wasn't ever going to November.
He was in the basement the entire time. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, boy, this is exciting. We have a man of the cloth. We'll also have more with Bicky, a.k.a. Lily James Sullivan. James.
Did you say James?
Yes, I don't know.
Lily Jane.
Lily Jane Sullivan. Also, MC Sugarbutt. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? 4? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. my mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AURA frames, auraframes.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This show, Comedy Bang Bang, is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is your social battery drained right now? Or are you bursting with energy? What's your level? What is going on with your social battery? Do you have, you don't have enough boundaries, or maybe you're less social in the winter? What's going on with you? What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bangbang today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bangbang. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have Bicky from the gym, aka Lily Jane Sullivan.
Why do you roll your eyes like that?
I was trying to remember. I'm looking up into my mind palace. I'm not rolling my eyes. That's a great excuse.
It's pretty empty in there.
Shut the fuck up. Fucking ugly.
Pretty empty palace.
You can just make the same joke twice.
I did, but I was more specific about it.
How much more specific? You said it's pretty empty there, and then the second time
but
you
said
pretty
palace.
Empty palace. Get shut the fuck up. All right, we also have MC Sugar Butt.
Strawberry chocolate cheesecake.
What? This with the cake again?
Strawberry chocolate cheesecake.
Does anybody here want a Herbalife shake?
Okay. Is that one of the flavors?
Strawberry chocolate cheesecake?
Strawberry chocolate cheesecake.
Sounds delicious.
Sounds like so many flavors.
All right. Well, we need to get to our next guest. And he's been on the show before. This is very exciting. He was on the show, I believe, last year with Phoebe Bridgers. And he is a man of the cloth. Please welcome to the show back for his second appearance, Pastor Pasta.
All right. Hello. Yes. And all God's people said what?
Hello?
Hello.
How's it going?
You're not okay, not a church going bunch.
Wow, what are we supposed to say? I don't know. We said hello.
Hello, farewell, our vida saying I do. I do to you and you and you. Okay. Oh. It is a pleasure to be here.
Pastor Pasta, pleasure to have you back.
Pasta, but how you
Sorry,
know you have
pasta.
A certain
it's the Little Caesars pronunciation. Pasta.
Yeah, okay. I like
pasta,
what you
pasta.
Do, but I hate pizza.
Okay? You hate pizza?
Hey,
what?
Nothing.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
The second episode of Comedy Bang Bang of 2022, we find out that Pasta hates pizza.
I hate pizza.
Oh my God.
Oh, it is for low down dirty people who don't like to eat with utensils.
Whoa!
I've never thought about it that way, because the crust of the pizza serves as both a serving dish and a napkin sometimes.
A napkin. And other various things, but we won't get into it on this here podcast.
Why? What other? No, please. I want to get into it. What other things?
I've used crust, or excuse me, seen crust used. It's not just a napkin, if you will. I would like to say less, if I can.
No, that's exactly what you said before.
So
I want you to be saying more.
Napkin.
Yeah, okay.
I'm trying to think about what you could use it for.
Besides a napkin?
Yeah.
You could put it in a shake.
Okay, you could put it in a... Well,
do you like shake?
You can shake it in a...
You can shake it, you can bake it, okay? But let me tell you what you can't do. You can't fake it unless you made it.
Okay.
You fake it until you made it.
Yeah.
So you hate pizza purely on aesthetic grounds of you think it's for lazy people.
It pisses me off, frankly.
Right, but it tastes good.
Yeah.
Right?
I've tasted it one time.
I mean, it tastes like pasta, your favorite food, essentially.
No, it does not taste like pasta.
Italian food has the same kind of flavor profiles across the board, doesn't it?
No.
Wow,
no.
Such a typical guy thing.
You know, it is clear to me you've never been to, as my friend Italiano Jones would say, Italy.
You're friends with Italiano Jones?
Yeah, we go way back. We actually went to seminary school together, but then he dropped out to become a lawyer.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he here with you?
No.
Today?
Yeah,
he's not.
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know. Well, shit, maybe. I can't say where he is. I haven't talked to him in a few weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Scott, let me in.
Oh, my God, it's Italiano. Come on in. Hey, Italiano, come on out. Hey, we're down here.
I rode here with MC Sugarbutt in the back of his 18-wheeler.
Oh, you're with MC Sugarbutt, not your friend? Pasta?
No.
Look, it's Pasta.
Oh, my. Pasta from seminary school.
Seminary school. It is a pleasure
it's
to see
you. It's a weird thing. He said that he talked to you 2 weeks ago. Why are you so surprised and referring to him as from seminary school?
Bonjour, Pasta.
Okay. All right. Hello. Hello, farewell, Avidazan, you do.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, no, I don't really like, it's clear this man never been to Italy, and so I was just...
You ain't never been to Italy, Scott?
I've never been to Italy. I had a whole trip booked
From March 2020.
March 2020.
Oh, my God.
You're a bullshitter. Show us the confirmation number in the ticket.
Yeah, I want to see the receipts.
I want receipts.
Here's all my receipts. I have them in this box that I
you
keep next to me at all times.
Carry them around, aren't
This is my Italy receipts box.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they're all voided, all canceled.
And condoms. Yes, well, what is a married man doing carrying condoms? Yes.
I was going to bring them to Italy. You never know what's going to happen over there.
This is sickening.
This is gross.
Have you ever been injured doing unprotected sex?
Yes, I have, actually.
Injured?
Well, I will fight for you.
Now, what kind of injuries, though, Italiano? Because,
Have you ever...
What kind of injuries?
Have you ever been having unprotected sex when a alligator walks in your room and sees that you're having unprotected sex, but it happens to be his wife, and so he decides to bite you the tip
his
of your
human wife?
So somebody so the alligator married to a human, or the alligator's married to another gator girl?
Have you ever been having sex with a gator girl? Unprotectedly?
I have. Yeah. But she went to Florida State.
Oh.
And I called her a gator girl. Also had a Hoya chick.
She went to Florida State? The Seminoles?
Do you need to wear protection when you're having sex with an animal?
University. I'm so sorry.
I'm fucking sick to my stomach.
I mean, there's no fear of, like, making
sorry.
A baby.
This is going to be a big problem for me. She went to University of Florida.
Yeah.
My pardon. Okay. I never say bad, my bad, because everything with me is all good. And if you hear me, what do God's people say?
Can I
just address something?
Please, yeah. Pastor, this is your time. We want you to say whatever you want to say.
Everybody is coughing, but they claiming they don't have COVID.
Have COVID.
I may.
For Christ's sake. Okay.
You might.
I just came back. I just got back from Italy today.
I'm
still waiting on the results of my PCR.
Well, we're all going to get it then.
The results of your VCR.
The results of my VCR. Wait, the results of my VCR. Is it fast forward or rewind?
Be kind, rewind.
Oh, boy.
Oh, by the way, MC Sugarbutt, this is Italiano Jones.
Well, who is this? And who is that?
Listen, okay. I feel like it's also time for me to come clean about something as
Please,
well.
Please, yes. Because it's 2022. We want you to get anything you want off your chest. What's wrong? Were you just yawning, Pasta?
No.
Or is that a heavy sigh?
That's a heavy sigh.
Oh, no.
And
what's going on?
And please don't comment on my weight. I don't like that.
Sickening.
That's not nice.
Pastor, don't like that hate. Hey, Pastor, I got something for you. Wait.
What?
Herbalife.
I don't want it. I tried it back in the 90s. It made me put on 20 pounds. because what I didn't know is if you have the Herbalife, you can't have meals right after. It's not just a drink to have with your pastor.
Oh, you thought that you should eat whatever you were normally eating, but also have the shake.
And have the shake.
So you were...
I was having shakes with every meal.
You were eating like a gnocchi with like a sage.
I hate gnocchi.
You're pasta. You can't hate any pasta.
I sure can. It's a couple of pastas I don't fuck with.
Which ones?
I'm blown away.
Okay. Gnocchi. Is it gnocchi?
It's gnocchi.
Or is it gnocchi?
You put the no in gnocchi.
Definitely not gnocchi.
It's gnocchi.
I'm from Italy. It's gnocchi.
Thank you, Italiano.
That sounds right. What he said sounds right.
Have you been injured eating gnocchi?
I actually choked. Mike. I actually choked on some gnocchi.
Gnocchis, by the way, are as exactly as big and round and as spherical as a windpipe. Mm. That's what a lot of people don't realize when they eat them is like they are exactly the size of a human windpipe.
And they slurp them down.
It's a big gnocchi.
Eating gnocchi the size of a golf ball.
These are some fit gnocchi.
I was in Greece. Just close to Italy, but not quite Italy, eating gnocchi.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the musical. You were not in Grease, the musical.
No, but Toni Collette was.
Yeah.
She played the mom.
Now I'm picking up your accent. Where is it from?
Well, it's from Ohio.
Ohio, okay.
And mine is from Italy. But you know that.
I knew that because
we went to seminary school.
You must have had these conversations
many times. But we did go to seminary school in Florida, and that's where I met that gator chick.
Yes, and Florida State Seminoles.
Yeah. The seminarials.
So what are the other pastas you hate? Okay, you hate gnocchi.
I hate ravioli.
Ravioli? So you don't like the dumpling type.
You know what I do to make fun of it?
What's that?
I call it RAV4-ioli. You know how RAV4 is a shitty car?
For sure.
My dad has a RAV4.
Well, your dad has a shitty car.
Oh, no.
What you think I rap for, to push a fucking RAV4?
Exactly. Why you think Kanye or MC Sugarbutt originally said it?
I don't rap to push a fucking RAV4. I rap to push a fucking stretch 18-wheeler.
Well, we got loads of pasta in them trucks, okay? I know I shouldn't say this, MC Sugarbutt or Italiano Jones. Ooh. I knew Italiano was here the whole time. I didn't want to say nothing, okay? But we are pushing pasta.
Lily over here and I gasped like that was something interesting or exciting, but I'm now realizing that we don't know what you're talking
about.
We're
pushing pasta.
It was dramatic the way you said it.
Do you know what happened with the Suez Canal? If you're interested in what happened to the Suez Canal getting overblown, Google it.
Okay. No, bitty yet. You should wiki it.
What did you just say?
You're here to push pasta? What is that? What do you mean by that?
We are selling all kinds of the best kinds of pasta.
Ravioli?
No, we don't like ravioli. Ravi-four-oli. We don't like
So you only sell things you like?
We sell things we like.
Okay.
And we sell it for inflated prices, okay? Right now there's a shortage. I don't know if you know pasta. People was making bread at the top of the pandemic, but now people are into making pasta.
Oh, I got a pasta maker myself. For
Christmas?
Yeah, because someone was like, hey, why don't you make us food now?
Uh-huh, exactly.
Yeah.
Who said that? Someone
in my house.
Someone said, okay. Does someone in your house know you have condoms in your wallet?
No, and I would appreciate if you didn't talk so loud right now.
Okay, well, I have a secret of yours, and you have a secret of mine.
What's that?
Pushing pasta, okay?
This is a secret.
This is a big secret.
Okay.
Okay, for prices, ungodly prices.
How much are you selling it for how much of the pasta?
We got a tortellini.
Okay.
One tortellini noodle.
Okay.
Going for 55 grand. And people are buying.
$55,000.
I can afford it.
Why? How so? From your movies?
Yeah, from Jungle and Picnic on the Hanging Rock.
Jungle, that's a movie?
Yeah, that's a movie.
That sounds very bad.
Picnic at Hanging Rock.
Picnic and Hanging Rock.
Hanging.
What is she saying?
I'm sorry. She's from Ohio. I don't know.
I never got along too good with people from Ohio.
Really? Why?
I'm sorry to hear that.
They never understood what I stood for.
Which one of you are coughing right now, by the way? Is it MC Sugar Butt or is it Italiano Jones?
Both of us.
I talking at the same time. Little hands up.
Scott, have you gotten COVID?
That's a HIPAA violation for you to ask me.
Wow, he for sure got it then. If he's in there, he for sure
I really don't
it.
Like you commenting.
Anytime anyone says it's a HIPAA violation, you know that.
I absolutely got it.
He keeps commenting on my body.
No. That's
because he's a misogynist and he doesn't with everybody.
No. Well, the thing is, I'm a man, baby.
I know, okay. But that's how internalized it is.
I'm a reverse misogynist.
He's an everything misogynist.
Okay, we got other kinds of pasta. I don't really have time for this.
Okay, so what's the other kind of pasta we got?
This entire podcast should be called Shenanigans.
Should it?
We should change.
It's not a bad name.
We should change the name of this podcast.
What if in its 13th year, we suddenly change to just Shenanigans?
Yeah, straight up Shenanigans. That's
the As someone who's changed my name, it can do wonders for you.
I mean, you know, this show, I hate it when shows change their name. Like, they have, like, 1 or 2 years under their belt, and suddenly they're like, hey, we're changing our name to something different.
Right.
And it's like everyone who loved the old name is like, this is a betrayal.
Right.
I kind of think you guys could use some rebranding though.
Really?
Yeah, because there's been some stuff, you know, you kind of want to get away from, you know, pissed Scott stuff that you've done.
Scott stuff.
Scott.
Pissed stuff in the past.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You want to escape?
Scott, I don't think it's a bad idea because look what Ron Artest did. His name is now Meta World Peace.
Yeah, it gives people something to talk about.
Yeah.
Most like Bonnie Raitt said.
I don't know what she or they said. I don't know.
You don't know John Raitt's daughter?
Stop.
The lead in Oklahoma?
Stop. I was too busy studying the word. Stop. Now, Scott, do me a favor and stop.
Okay, I'll say, I'm sorry.
I was too busy studying the word in Florida. And
what's your favorite Bible verse, speaking of the word?
Let me think.
Not to put you on the spot, but I mean, there's so many good ones out there.
Let me think.
John 3.
Barilla 3:2.
What is Barilla 3?
Barilla 3:2 says, he that eat good gonna be good. And that's just a word.
I do remember that from school.
Thank you, Italiano.
Italiano, can I ask you something I've been meaning to ask you for years?
Please.
Are you shy?
Your voice is so meek. It's almost as if you're apologizing anytime you talk.
I'm sorry.
I think that all men should behave like Italiano Jones. Apologetically, meekly, standing in the little corner like he is over there. That's what
Get
I think.
Get out of that corner, by the way.
Okay, I'm sorry for standing in your corner.
See, he apologized.
Well,
if he sat in one of these chairs, I know for a fact, he would go, Skyler, you mind if I could put
cross my legs?
No,
say it the way that it was said.
Scott,
do you mind if I cross my legs?
Don't let Italiano fool you.
Scott,
he's not being shy.
Do you mind if I tuck my penis?
Do whatever you like.
You're allowed to put your penis wherever you want.
If you're going
to
tuck it now, because we got to go in a bit. Listen, if you're going to tuck it now. The reality is Italiano is not shy. I was just picking at him, poking at him. The reality is the mob is looking for us.
That actually was dramatic.
Yeah, that was.
The mob.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the mob looking for a clergyman?
I can't imagine it. That's like something out of Sister Act.
Which Toni Collette was in.
Was she?
And Whoopi Goldberg.
She played the mom.
Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg was in Ghost, a movie I did just watch last week in Lisbon,
you
Portugal.
Did?
Why?
I
just thought.
I have a friend, by the way. Who was going to be on a podcast talking about it and didn't bother to watch it. And you just happened to watch it in Lisbon?
That is weird as hell. Why would anybody do that?
I don't know.
Hello. Okay, listen to me, please, because we are in a hurry. We have
to go. We have to take a break in a second, but say what you want to say.
We can't take a break. Your sponsors we can't take a break.
We're not going to take a break this episode,
I was
really
going to say something worse, but I changed my mind because I like to say less.
Okay.
So here's the thing. What is Scott short for? It's what everybody wants to know.
That's what you stopped everything for to ask me.
I take a guess?
What? Sure, go.
I think his real name, his long name, is Scottatham.
Scottathin.
Scottathin. Okay, that's a good guess.
That is.
I'm not going to say if you're right or wrong.
Body shaming a little bit. Scottathin.
I can make you Scottathin.
Burn, Scott. I fucking burned you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. MC Sugar Bowl, want to get a bar off. Get a bar off.
I can make you Scottathin. You only have 1 minute to win.
Okay.
Have you ever said more than two lines in a row?
I'm glad we let him do that. Get that one off. I'm glad. I think Scott is short for... Slutty, cushy.
Oh, you think it's an acronym?
Oogly.
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 For sure, oogly.
Tall.
Titty.
Now you're just insulting me.
And then the Y. Sometimes there's a Y.
There's a Y. What do you think the Y is for, Becky?
Yuck.
Yuck. yuck.
Yuck. Well, look, I will reveal what it's short for, but we have to take this break, of course. But when we come back...
I didn't even get to talk about pasta like that. And that's my biggest regret.
When we come back, you'll have a chance to talk about pasta. You can say whatever you want about pasta, okay? But when we come back, we'll have more from Bicky, a.k.a. Lily Sullivan, more from Pasta Pasta, more from MC Sugarbutt, more from Italiano Jones.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh, what a packed show this is.
Maybe somebody else, too.
Oh, my God, how exciting. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month, whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much. The opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They loved them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them. And they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this was actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back here. We have Bicky from the gym, a.k.a. Lily Jane Sullivan.
Yes.
Star of Mental.
Mental, Picnic on Hanging Rock.
Picnic on Hanging
Rock. Stumper Trumper.
So many great films. Welcome to the show. We also have MC Sugarbutt is here.
I don't mean to brag. I don't mean to boast. But Scott hasn't seen the movie Ghost.
See what happens when we give him a break? he comes up with his best stuff.
He just peters out the closer we get to the next commercial.
Peter, you get your peter out.
Peter was a disciple.
Scott got his peter out.
Scott,
do you mind if I tuck?
Yeah, please tuck. Well,
oh, by the way,
mm-hmm.
It's short for ascot.
Ascot.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know, guys, I do like that. Ascot.
Ascot. Yeah.
It could be ask Scott. It could be ass Scott.
Mm-hmm.
It could be as Scott said it. It could be a.
Are you? Scott. Have you petered out? Please tuck.
Is this what your sermons are like? It's really good.
No. Mine. I don't need to tuck mine. Mine literally does crawl into my body.
Oh, it makes a little slide whistle sound when it does it too. There it goes.
And there it goes.
God.
It's tucked up.
Oh, okay.
And so, listen.
Pasta, you wanted to talk about pasta.
Well, yeah, but I did. Don't tell me I'm a pastor, so I kind of have. I do what the God talks to me.
Okay. So God's talking through you.
And exactly.
You're the conduit.
Just do it. And that's okay. Well, I guess I could go straight to hell because y'all don't appreciate my
presence.
I beg your pardon.
You're going to have me come here all the way.
What does God want you to say?
You had me come here all the way from Texas.
Are you from Texas?
No.
I thought you were
from
Florida.
But I was spending some time
there. You were there.
I was spending some time there with a lady.
What do you want to say?
I wanted to say that I only asked you if you drowned because I, in fact, have drowned and passed away one time.
What? But one time? Wyclef?
Wyclef Jean. Mm-hmm. Which stands for
Yeah, what is his name an acronym?
Just enough assets now.
Yeah, well, wow. The whole Haiti charity thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what was the whole? Say more, but say less.
There was a lot of, the alt title of this show, shenanigans.
Something we should Google, huh?
Yeah.
When we leave. Okay. He was taking money.
Make that
money.
Your next Google.
Was he taking money?
Google, make that my next appointment.
Can you guys hear my stomach?
Yeah.
No, why? What is it doing?
It was just making some weird
noises. We've got some pasta for you.
Yeah, here. Oh, you've brought several dishes of pasta. Here.
Yeah,
during the break, you were whipping things up. You were preparing things.
So what are you here for us here?
What I'm here to push? Pasta.
So which pastas am I pushing?
Well, tortellini, we got that. We said that.
Are we just going to repeat everything that was said in the last segment?
No, plot twist is we got a thick spaghetti.
Oh, thick.
A thick spaghetti.
So isn't it a fettuccine?
Yeah, that's just a fettuccine.
No, because the thick spaghetti, its measurements are 24.
Whoa.
19.
Whoa.
37.
Whoa, maybe if she's 5'2".
That's what we call
sexist comment.
That's what we call
again.
A thick spaghetti.
Whoa, okay. these are like
thick
first of all, they're not completely. I mean, it's three totally different measurements.
I love my thick spaghetti.
Well, yeah. Just like you love your curvy.
I love my curvy spaghetti.
Most spaghetti is curvy. Once you get it on the plate,
yes.
Curvy, and that's why
the thing. When you buy it, it's so straight.
It's so straight, rigid.
It's so rigid. And then you cook it up, and suddenly you got a curvy, wobbly mess.
And that's why I love it, though, because that's life. You don't want to be rigid. Don't nobody want to be rigid.
Oh,
be loose.
That's a life lesson.
Get wet, because guess what? Cooked pasta gets wet. Everybody should
this
be getting wet.
This is perfect for wet month.
I'm sick.
You got to strain the pasta.
You got to strain it. Everybody go through some strains. If that ain't the truth.
That's what I said about the tortellini.
Strains right now.
You got to strain it.
With the
everybody's
strains,
got COVID,
okay.
Too.
And people have been in hot water before. Everybody been in hot water.
Oh, yeah.
So this is a metaphor,
exactly.
And it's almost like you're preaching.
Exactly.
I finally get your thing now.
Exactly. And you didn't let me get to it last time.
It only took two episodes.
No, well, you didn't let me get to it last time because you were too busy asking Phoebe Bridges about her mother. And her mother wasn't on the podcast. So it was sort of like...
Look, you have Phoebe Bridges on the show and don't ask about her mother.
I mean, what
it's
in the
so
hell?
Sexist.
I don't know how any interviewer doesn't.
You don't know how insulted I was, Scott, because I kept it to myself.
How insulted were you?
I was insulted. Big insulted.
Scale of 1 to 10.
1 to very insulted?
Sure.
Very, very insulted. How about them apples?
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah, she's feeling...
She's mentioning another food, so that means she's really serious.
I was pissed.
By the way, you're a...
Not she. It's a he.
And what's going on with the misgendering?
I would argue we should all just go by they.
Yeah, let's all change.
Well, that's
It's
not...
too confusing, like, trying to figure out every single person that you've ever
Speaking
met.
Speaking of change...
Everyone
change
just go by they.
Change the name of this podcast to bullshit.
What? Do you think they'd allow it?
Yeah. Who is they? Who is they?
Tim Honestly, Cook and the Apple Corporation?
Oh, Tim.
Is he who owns this? Tim
what?
Cook?
They need to change the name of their products to pasta.
Well, that's the thing. He's a cook.
Yeah.
It's right there in his name.
Tim
and suddenly
Cook.
He's making computers?
Apples? Don't nobody want cooked apples. Apple pie is overrated, first of all. Yeah, I said it.
Whoa! What about caramel apples?
Oh, all of them. Overrated. Apples. An apple a day didn't keep the doctor away from me.
Really?
I just got a colonoscopy.
What?
Oh, shit.
How did it go?
Literally shit.
It was literal shit.
Did they need to put you out for it?
Was it a big miss?
It's a big mess. What? A big miss? Is this a
big miss?
Was it a swing and a miss? Your colonoscopy?
It was. No, they.
Italiano, what do you have to say?
I just want to say, when you said Phoebe Bridges, it reminded me of a game we used to play in elementary school called BB Bridges.
BB Bridges?
We should play that.
Oh, okay. How do you play
it?
It's fun. What happens is if you say a word that begins with a B, you have to say BB Bridges before everybody punches you.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So if you say a word that starts
almost
with,
got okay. Well, but if we say BB Bridgers,
no, you got to say it before somebody hits you.
Before they get to hit you. But we are so far apart right now.
Yeah.
You
know what? I'm worried that I'm not going to be able to hit someone.
I'm going to throw my water glass at you instead.
By the way, BB Bridgers, I said B.
I I got a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Damn it. Not my chest. Please don't do my chest.
Wait, looks
my
like
organs are loose inside.
Yeah, what's going on in there? Because I noticed your penis went all the way back in. Is it like jarring everything in there?
Well, the colonoscopy really freaked me out. That's when my penis first started running back inside me.
No.
Has everyone here gotten their yearly colonoscopy?
Sorry.
I do one every month.
I'm not old enough
yet. Just to be sure.
You're not old. Celiano, we the same age.
Yeah, I'm not old enough.
I have to get a colonoscopy for work, for my...
for being in mental?
What kind of work are you doing?
And by the way, who gave it to you, the director?
What kind of movies are you doing?
The latest movie that I'm doing is with...
Because you know I'm a producer as well.
Oh, I do know.
Yeah, I'm an executive producer.
Wow.
Who's to say somebody's not an executive producer?
That's the thing. I mean, anyone could...
Who's to say?
That's what they say so many actors are out of work. Anyone can call themselves an actor.
Anybody
you know what I mean?
And
then everyone's out of work.
Exactly. You could call yourself a writer. You can call yourself an actor. You can call yourself a doctor. See patients.
Yep.
And really get yourself in some hot water.
Well, so most recently, I'm going to be one of the hosts on the Great British Bake Off.
Okay.
By the way.
You're going to be a host.
Ow!
You said Bake Off. BB Bridges.
Scott has hit a woman. Scott has hit.
You said do. That's part of the game.
Behavior. You want to kill me?
Part of the game.
Scott just hit a woman. He just punched a woman with his closed fist.
How dare you? Especially when I'm having success.
And that's
you want me to punch you when you're down and out?
No, you're punching me when I'm telling you about my success.
Can we just
which
do
is
what
so
we...
typical.
Can who we did just... your colonoscopy, Lily Jane?
Okay, so the person that did my colonoscopy was Paul from Great Bake Off.
Anglo-sex.
Ow! He punched me in the head.
You just got to say BB Bridges.
All you have to say is BB Bridges.
He punched her in the head. You
I had to say BB Bridges before I say
after what after you say B.
Oh, I didn't get
by the way,
it.
You just said before.
Ow! He punched me in the gut.
Oh my. I'm going to get you everywhere.
Oh, my
so, God. So, when I was a host at... I'm hosting Great British Bake Off, BB Bridges.
Oh, man, so close.
And,
by the way, my fist is literally 1 inch from
you were
her
going
face.
For my uterus, actually. You sicko.
You're sick, Scott.
That's
you're,
fucking
is that
dark.
Where you keep your uterus?
My uterus is my forehead. So, anyway, Paul from Great British Bake Off, BB Bridges.
Hey, I don't want to play this game.
Me a colonoscopy.
I don't want to play this game. I just want to declare because if I get hit, I'm getting a gun. And that's not going to be a little playground.
I will.
You just hit me.
But I will say I felt pretty safe about the whole thing because Prue was there.
Oh.
So Prue.
She's got a warm, welcoming air about her.
Yeah, so she aimed me a little booze and we sort of. Oh, my butthole. You punched my butthole.
You said butthole, too.
No, Scott, you're hitting her so hard, some of her veneers just fell out.
He just punched my boobies, BB Bridges.
Oh, damn it.
Did he get the part of the boobies down by the shins or the one by the... I don't care, Scott. I'm Teflon. I don't give a damn.
I'm gonna punch her anytime you say a
I'm
word
Teflon.
Now, if you don't say BB Bridges.
Is this how you want to go down, Scott, in history?
Bad babies beat bats.
Bat. I knew the COVID bat.
What? Italiano?
When
did
I
it come from Italy?
He said bat Bridges. I'm punching him.
Don't get in no hot water now, Italiano. Because I just see it now. Don't get in no hot water.
You knew the COVID bat BB Bridges?
Italiano, then we're going to have to strain you.
Oh, no.
And then you go,
I know.
BB Bridges.
Oh, I know.
Well, guys, look, we're running out of time.
I didn't get to talk about pasta.
You were okay.
Because you wanted to
come
ask
back.
Everybody
else. I think we gave you so many chances.
No, no.
Come,
you didn't let me talk
back,
about pasta.
Come back. I apologize. Come back.
Let me just say, Bucatini.
I think we got you there.
All right, We only have one thing left to do, and that is, of course, a little something called plugs.
Plugs, it's time. Plugs.
gonna grab that book, put it in the wall. Then I grab my hand, throw it down the drawers. Grab your dick, shove it in my ass.
What?
Gonna make some, gonna do some. Yes, it's time for Bucks. Gonna make some, gonna do some. Yes, it's time for plugs.
To grab your dick and put it in my butt?
I guess I didn't hear that. I was zoning out for a second.
Listen, I understand that happens, right? Whatever, anal sex. But yeah. I've never heard it put so explicitly on what seemed like an otherwise
it
nice
It seemed like an anodyne, yeah.
Yeah, I thought, what?
Yeah, it was unexpected. I'm not judging it, but it definitely caught me off guard.
You said butt.
Did I?
Yeah.
Did I say it?
He didn't hear
me. I didn't know that I did. I even really heard. Oh, no, we're going to go to the hospital.
Oh, no.
All right, guys, what are we plugging? Bicky, BB Bridges.
Bicky?
What do you want to plug?
God, this is going to be hard to talk. I have so many credits to plug. Let me get it started here. I'd like to plug my movie Mental, my movie Rake, Galore, Camp, where I play Marina Barker. I'd like to plug Jungle. I'd like to plug Romper Stomper. That's six episodes where I play Petra. Picnic at Hanging Rock, Dark Place, Bark Skins. Ow, oh, gosh.
We both got
I like to plug I Met a Girl, Evil Dead Rise. I play Beth. Good. I'd also like to plug my new favourite podcast I've been listening to. This Book Changed My Life on CBB Presents.
Oh, yeah. There's been a couple episodes of that.
Yes, it's pretty good. I actually think it's the best podcast of all time.
I'm so sorry. I could pray for you.
And I would be remiss if I didn't plug the other Lily Sullivan because they poor sad little girl, she needs all the help she can get. At Lily, you follow her?
I don't follow you when you say that. Those are incomprehensible letters.
At Lily.
All right, people can follow her there. MC Sugarbutt, what do you want to plug?
I like to plug Herbalife. Okay. Don't have no husband, don't have no wife.
You keep saying that you don't have a husband or a wife. Do you want that to change?
Yes, I like both. I'm bisexual.
I think bisexual people should be able to have a husband and a wife.
Yeah, polygamy.
Did you say, hey, look at me?
I said polygamy.
Yes.
Because I turned my head like, she wants me to look at her.
Polygamy!
Babe, polygamy!
I'd like to plug NBC's Grand Crew.
Oh, it's a Grand Crew.
New show I watch Tuesday nights, 8:30 p.m.
Yeah, that's a good show. That's on NBC. Good cast.
Can I plug something too, Scott?
Oh, yeah, Italiano.
I'd like to plug a podcast I listen to called The Flagrant Ones, hosted by Kyle Tart and the boys, BB Bridges. I said BB Bridges.
I thought you said Phoebe Bridgers.
You hit me. Ow.
I'm sorry.
Is it time for plugs?
Oh my God. Oh, is it Jarls?
Hey, Scott, how's it going?
Classic Jarls.
How did I end up here?
Oh my God. How are you here?
No, I tried. I thought I got out of the studio, but now I'm in some backyard.
Oh my God, Jarls. It's incredible to see you.
Gotta go.
Oh, wait. I thought you wanted to plug something. Okay. No, never mind. That Flagrant Ones podcast, did those guys ever drop the act?
I still don't know.
Okay, great.
Also, I like to plug another podcast.
Okay.
Called XOXO Gossip Kings.
Oh.
Hosted by Carl Tart and Lamar Woods.
Okay,
where they rewatch Gossip Girl.
Wow, that sounds like a good show. Those two are very funny. Yeah, okay. Pasta, what do you want to plug?
Thank you for asking me. I thought you'd never get to me because, again, you invited me here, barely spoke to me, didn't let me get. I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn.
Oopsies.
It don't bother
me. That's the one time you've tried to hit someone.
It don't bother
me. My headphones.
You know
there
that,
we go. My headphones are big.
I have been hit. I've been hitting this life harder than any of you could ever hit me.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. So what do you want to plug now?
But hit me, though, because we got to keep the thing going.
Okay.
Just, I want to plug Rotini. I want to plug Orquete. I want to plug lasagne. I want to plug macaroni. Is a pasta.
Yes, we know. You say that like you're teaching us something.
I wasn't going to fight you on it.
I want to plug Campanelli.
Okay. Campanelli?
I
want to
plug ZT.
Okay.
Penny. Linguine.
Okay.
Linguine.
Manicote. Okay.
She's gonna run, or he's gonna run out at some point, I think.
I want to plug Trophy.
Trophy?
Have you ever had Trophy al pesto in the pesto region of Italy?
I don't
believe
so, no.
Because you haven't been to Italy. Because all you had was the receipts and condoms to show for your little trip that never happened. I want to plug Orzo.
Why?
I want to plug Mafaldini. I want to plug.
I know all of these.
I want to plug Peachy.
Peachy.
I want to plug egg noodles.
Egg noodles is egg a stretch, okay?
That's a stretch.
Have you ever had beef stroganoff?
I want to plug fusilli.
By the way. I got you, Italiano Jones.
I want to plug garganelli. Delicious, by the way.
Oh, I don't know that one.
With a kind of a runny egg on top of it.
Oh, that seems good as...
I don't like a runny egg, but I've been told that's delicious at a restaurant in New York City called La Tusi. Anyway, want to plug...
I love how slow this is going.
I could have taken a lot more time with mine.
Agnolotti.
All right, we only have time for 12 more.
Okay, understood. Gemily.
Gemily.
Gemily in Paris.
Gemily in Pali.
I want to plug. S C I A
S C I
E L L I.
Scoliosis.
I want to plug. Vermicelli. Or vermicelli, maybe.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, vermicelli, when it's a C without the CH.
Hey, I've been to Italy.
Okay, sorry. I don't know what I was doing.
Ohio.
I want to plug.
Okay.
Cavatappi. I want to plug. I'm almost through, Scott, please.
Okay, fine. My eyes are begging you.
Come on, Scott.
You didn't let me
okay.
get through.
All right,
my,
go. Only time for nine more.
Nine more. Pappardelle.
Oh, yes.
Calamarata. Casso.
Jesus Christ. All right, enough. Enough. No more.
No more.
Okay. Just one last.
One last one.
Because this could be the last time I'm on this podcast.
I think it might. That's going to be my decision, not yours.
I think it's the last time. So I just want to say, can I have two more?
Okay, two more.
Radiatori.
Okay. Sure.
And I want to plug. The last one is Rotelli. It's the little spin wheels.
Oh, okay. Thank God you said those last two.
She's crying.
Thank God.
Pasta has changed my life.
Okay. So, it's okay. This is getting very emotional for you.
Okay.
All right. I want to plug. Look, hey, if you want to listen to episodes of this show, all the entire 738 before this came out and all the live episodes, head over to cbbworld.com. We also have great shows like the Andy Daly Podcast Project, where he's doing Bonanas for Bonanza. We have the aforementioned This Book Changed My Life with Lily Sullivan as part of CBB Presents.
Oh, you did.
We just put out a great CBB Presents with Randy Snut. Randy Snuts just had an episode. That was a great one. And where he hosted his own show. And of course, Scott Hasn't Seen. Just last week, we watched Footloose with Weird Al Yankovic. And we're watching Flashdance this week. All right, let's close up the old plug bag. And this is exciting. This is our very first closing up the plug bag remix. Here we go. Now.
Take one hand, put it up. Take the other, put it down. You're gonna make a box. It's time to start to close it. But don't close it too much, or you open up the plug bag. We're opening up that plug bag. And when you open up that plug bag, you open up your heart for the rest of the world. I'm talking, open up the plug.
still going? Nope, I think that's it. Wow, that was, let's see, that was Christopher Rod Stewart with Closing the Plug Bag Theme 2022. By the way, the opening up the plug bag theme, that was This Is Your Brain on Plugs with Plugs. Want to make sure to plug both of those guys. Thank you so much for the that was great. And we heard the small chat robot as part of that theme. That was wonderful. Guys, I want to thank you so much. First of all, Bicky, a.k.a. Lily Sullivan, I want to thank you so much. Lily Jane Sullivan, sorry.
Yeah, Lily Jane Sullivan. Lily Jane. Thank you so much.
So great to see you. Continued success to you.
Yeah, so
is that something you can wish to someone? Continued success to you.
Are you? Wish good success for you. Yes.
Okay. Even though, you know, in my opinion, you in person, you're, you know, just not as hot as your photos.
You know what? I don't really take it personally because I know there's something dry. Ow!
You said because.
Did I say,
you said because.
Oh, shit.
All right. Italiano Jones.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You're so polite. Thank you so much for having
me
on the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And MC Sugarbutt.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
No rhyme?
You mean
all
rhyme?
This time
hell yeah rhymes with hell yeah.
All this time we buy no. Ow! Shit.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Trunch? And of course, Pasta Pasta.
Thank you for having me, Scott. I will be back.
You will. Okay.
I will be back. I just want to say I'll be back. I know where y'all do it now, so I'll
you
be
said
back.
Be and back about eight times, by the way.
It seems like a threat, honestly.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Bother me.
Cheese Quake. Anybody want an Herbalife shake?
Oh, very good. All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh, no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh, gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.